You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023. And we're at the VI Cricket at the moment, and it's quite a crucial match at the moment between India and England women's cricket teams. And I've got Nick, whose daughter Jess is playing for England. Nick, how has the competition been going so far for the England team?
Well, considering this is like the first international games that they've played, they have come into it, they've played a couple of games now. It was a slow start for them, but they've really picked up in the last game. So they've lost two, they've won one game against Australia, so it's going pretty well.
And this is quite a critical match, isn't it, this one that's carrying on in front of us at the moment?
Well, in playing India, they're playing the team that's probably favourite to win the tournament, and they've been pretty powerful in terms of their hitting. And yeah, they have beaten both Australia and England previously. So yeah, it is a crucial game, and it's going to be tight.
And how did Jess get into playing vision impaired cricket?
She was invited to play for somebody that was already involved. Somebody said, come down and have a go. We took her down to Trent Bridge, where the Nottinghamshire Knights were training originally, and she had a go, loved it, and yeah, was carried on through to this.
And as a dad, you know, sort of, what does it make you feel watching her playing cricket at this level?
It's very proud, realistically. It's been a great progression for her coming through, playing regional games, some national games, and now to play for the international team. It's fantastic.
And, you know, there might be an opportunity if they win this match. I mean, I don't want to tempt fate or anything like that, but there might be an opportunity for her to play at Edgbaston on Saturday.
Yes, that's true. It's going to be, well, realistically, they've either got to beat India or improve the net run rate over the overall competition. But if they manage that, then they could be playing, I guess, India at Edgbaston on Saturday.
And that would be a fantastic opportunity to be playing at, you know, sort of not only Warwickshire Cricket Club's county ground, but Edgbaston, where all the test matches are played. That'd be fantastic for her.
Yeah, it would be fantastic for all the teams, because you've got a full day of cricket there, and there'll be a good crowd there, I would imagine, to watch it.
Well, I wish Jess Orr and the rest of the England team all the luck this afternoon, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And Nick, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.